good to be here. Appreciate what we've heard, felt already in the service. And just ask you to pray for us for a minute. Your heart. Bless your heart. We're going to read some, maybe.
Bless you, Lord.
That might be all you get tonight, but I'll read us some. Lord willing. First chapter of the book of Nehemiah. And I'm going to read just a little bit out of the second chapter. You pray. I need your prayers. Don't know what we'll do. We'll do anything. I would like to say that we appreciate all of you that's here tonight. In this service, I was thinking a little bit today about different things, and I just thought, you know, if people just keep coming to church, they ain't gonna get too far out of tune. You can get out of tune sitting on the bench. Don't get me wrong. I know you can. But the truth of it is, you keep coming, you ain't going to get too far. Something going to get you. So I appreciate you. Appreciate you being here. appreciate your faithfulness, and I appreciate you being regular. I could probably get by without reading the first chapter, but I'm going to read the first chapter. And I'll read a little bit in the second chapter of the book of Nehemiah. Says the words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, and it came to pass in the month Chislu, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. They said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days, and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven, and said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if ye turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though there were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence, and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now these are the are thy servants and thy people whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee that thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. Second chapter. And it came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes, the king, that wine was before him, and I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. Now I had not been before time sad in his presence. Wherefore the king said unto me, why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick, This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid, and said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad when the city and the place of my father's sepulchres lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven, and I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it. And the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, for how long shall thy journey be? And when wilt thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let letters be given to me to the governors beyond the river, that they may convey me over till I come into Judah. And a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the place which appertain to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of the second chapter of Nehemiah and the first chapter of Nehemiah. Nothing new that I have this evening. Got just a thought, and that's about all we have, is just a thought. You know this scripture, and you know the story about how Nehemiah had got the news. I read it to you here in the first chapter, and it was something that broke Nehemiah's heart. It broke his heart that Jerusalem and the people were in such a terrible condition. The condition, I want to talk just a little bit, the Lord being my helper. And it would not hurt any of us to have a heart like Nehemiah. And that's what I want to preach on. Lord, help me. There's nothing in this scripture, my friend, that shows me or tells me that there was any concerned person any more than that of Nehemiah. Even the people, and it's sometimes we get critical a lot of times because people are in situations that they shouldn't be in, but the truth of it is sometimes you get blind when you get away from God. When you get out of the fold and out of place and out of whack, you say, preacher, they was at Jerusalem, yeah, but they was in captivity. They wasn't in charge. And brethren, that of them that were in charge was just making havoc of that of Jerusalem. Tore down the walls, burnt down the gates. Terrible, terrible sight. Now Nehemiah knowed without a doubt, my friend, that he could not do one thing except God be with him. There's no way, even in the law and under the law, my friend, if they was going to do anything, they know that they had to have the blessing of God. It ain't changed. It ain't changed tonight. Brethren, the only thing that I see, my friend, is we need Nehemiahs in our church. Yes, we do. Nehemiahs. You say, preacher, I'm nobody. Brethren, he was down in another land, a cupbearer.
my friend didn't have too much of an important job except for the king. The king liked him. The queen liked him. And brethren, God paid him attention. Yes, he did. Brethren, it's something to get down and pray a prayer and know that God is listening. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Just to know that God is listening, brethren, to our prayers. I don't know about you. I've found myself in situations, brethren, that I got into that I had no way in this world to get out with a clean bill of health. I know what I'm talking about. Brethren, men in situations, brethren, that was absolutely out of my control. And brethren, God delivered me. He'll deliver you. Now, the truth of it is, you're going to have a heart like Nehemiah. You're going to have a concern. You know, a lot of things have absolutely went out of the church, and brethren, nobody has any emphasis to bring them back. Yes, sir. I thought a lot of times, my friend, that these things, I appreciate, I do. Cody made mention of chastity, and I appreciate, my friend, the fact, not that she just come back to church, but brethren, she's got a desire. I believe she does. And brethren, they ain't nothing no more refreshing than a good, thank God, spirit-filled person. Brethren, that's trying, my friend, to make a difference in a dark, dark world. God's pleased with his people. I believe that. God don't forsake us. We forsake him. God don't leave us. We leave him. Brethren, God's commandments and God's mercies and God's grace, thank God, is toward his people. Yes, it is. Nehemiah, my friend, didn't go to God with a haughty spirit. He didn't go to God demanding. Do you know there's a lot of people that does? There's a lot of folks, my friend, that demands this and demands that, even from God. But I've got news for you. He'll look at that humble person. I believe it. He'll look at that person, my friend, that'll come. Do you know Nehemiah? He prayed. He said, "We have sinned. Your people have sinned. Hear our prayers because our house has sinned." That's what he said. He said, "I have sinned. My father's house has sinned." He said, "But hear my prayer." Is that not what he asked? You know, sometimes we know exactly where we are. Don't get me wrong. I'm a firm believer in that. But I think sometimes that we get in position that we're doing the right things for the wrong reason. You may not have that, but it's a fact. Now, I'm not here, my friend, to get on to you tonight, but I want you to realize that we need a heart just like Nehemiah. And the real truth of it is we won't move very much closer to God without some kind of brokenness. A broken heart. Do you know when you come to the Lord to get saved, you got to have a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He will not turn you away. Book. He won't. You know, Nehemiah got to praying, my friend, wondering whether God would hear him or not. Because, why? Because of his sinful situation. Yes, sir. People get out of tune with God, and they never will get back in tune until they get broke. Do you know that? It's sad. It's sad, but that's what happens. I don't know whether Nehemiah would ever budge one inch had he not heard how things were at home. It got him. Yes, it did. You know, I know we're living in a day, my friend, that we're not busting out the seams. Do you know that? You know, the only thing that really bothers me about that is that we seem like we're pretty well satisfied. Why ain't we? You go into any city you want to go into, and I'll guarantee you, my friend, they're building houses. Today, this day, they're building houses. What in the world are they building houses for? They've got them. They've got them. They, not only do they have them, my friend, when they get them built, somebody moving in. Communities are growing. And our little old churches are, my friend, dwindling. I'm telling you the truth. Yes, sir. Telling you the truth. There's something, my friend, about me and you that we need to have an heart just like Nehemiah. We need to see the distress we're in. You know, most of the time we won't do anything till we get in trouble. Have to. Years ago, it didn't matter altogether. There's a lot of things that us boys would do, and there wasn't nothing wrong with them until we got caught. Caught. Achan, my friend, got a hold of something that was wrong. Did he not? Brought it into his house. Purposed in his heart to begin with, he is going to get them. And he got them. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Brethren, I want you to know God still knows. Did you know that God knows his people tonight? Yes, he does. And the truth of it is, he knows how to get your attention. Nehemiah was over more so, my friend, minding his own business. Some of his friends come around and said, "How's things back home?" Wasn't good. Wasn't good. It don't say them that brought the news broke down and mourned and wept for many days. It said that Nehemiah, brethren, it broke his heart. He wanted something from God to where he could do something. Lord, just give me something. Give me mercy. That I might go. Listen, folks, he even had to ask permission. Did he not? King. He is the king's chamberlain, the king's cupbearer. He couldn't just up and run off over to Jerusalem. But the king noticed, did he not? Saddened his heart. I don't know tonight. I really don't. I'm not one, my friend. I don't think that you have to run around hanging your head all day long. I don't think, my friend, you have to be sad to the point, my friend, that you're just sad all the time and negative and everything's wrong. And the truth of it is, you won't never get things fixed like that. But there is something had Nehemiah down. Artaxerxes noticed. Amen. The king, he noticed. He said, you ain't sick. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You know, there's around the house there, my friend, you could find out pretty quick, that there's something going on in our children's lives. They act peculiar. Wasn't the same old routine. Something going on. Ain't that right? That's exactly what Artaxerxes, that's exactly what he saw in the face of Nehemiah. Nehemiah, there's something wrong with you. What is it? And he told him. He told him. Y'all ever read the scripture where it says, bring your gift at the altar and leave it? There's something to that. There is. There's something to the fact. If you ever want to get better between you and God, brethren, just bring it to him. See if he won't help you. David's problem. You know what the Lord told David? He said, I've give you this, and I've give you this, and I've give you this, and I've done this for you. He said, if that had not been enough, just ask me. Is that what he said? Just ask me. I would have given thee these things. He didn't ask him. It became sin. Folks, I don't care if you live another 100 years in this life, sin separates between you and God. And a lot of times it's that sin of omission. Yeah. Nehemiah was a sinner. Nehemiah was nothing, my friend, but he had a heart in him that God recognized. We may not be, my friend, the greatest thing going around Mountain View, but I want you to know I believe we love the Lord. Don't you? I do. I've got confidence. Yes, sir, Preacher Jordan. I've got confidence in you that are sitting here tonight. And folks, we need to keep things churning just like the heart of Nehemiah. He wanted to see them walls built back. Yes, sir. When he got over to Jerusalem, you know, he asked the king, he asked him for two or three things, didn't he? He said, I would need a letter. Get me over yonder on the other side of the river. In other words, that they won't do away with me. I need to make it. He said, also, I need some timbers. Yes. Glory. I'm going to tell you something tonight. Whether you know it or not, my friend, our God owns some things. Yes, he does. There's a, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how many people, my friend, really want to help the church. If the church is in need, it's got all to do with it. Do you know tonight one of our main problems is that we don't see the need. Preacher, you preaching to us, you just told us you had good confidence. Why are you preaching to us? I'm just giving you what the Lord give me. We need folks that are like Nehemiah in his heart. God blessed him, did he not? He got over there and he viewed it all. Went out by night and just viewed her all. Went around the whole thing. Viewed it. It was a mess. It was a mess, Steve. Yeah. Now I'm going to tell you something, folks. He didn't run out into the other places, my friend, and gather them in to help build it. He used what was there, did he not? After he viewed, he gathered all of them around and he said, don't you see what a great distress we're in? They was living there. You know what? It's hard for me to get over what I see in that. When we're in the midst of distress and persecution or just away from God, the truth of it is we can't see. We think everything's okay right where I'm at. Nehemiah got over and he said, don't you see? Don't you see the great distress that you're in? They built back the walls, didn't they? Yeah. Yes, they did. What'd they use? They didn't get no new stone. I believe the Bible says they took and cleaned up the old. Folks, it's a lot of work to clean up a mess. Do you know that? It's a lot of work. But if you're in a mess, somebody got to clean it up. I don't know about y'all. I think I've got a good idea. We have things. Brother Carlton Rogers, there's a young lady come to him and said she wanted him to come by and sit down and talk with her husband. Carlton knew him. I know them, as far as that goes. They just have problems. You just had to know Carlton. He said he went over there. They said, Randy, he said, I ain't never in my life. He said, they had to clean off a spot for me to sit down. Carlton's one of them. He just straight talk. He said he sat there and he got to talking to him and he listened to the young man and listened to her. and what have you. Anyway, they had a discussion there, and right before he left, he got up and he said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, both of you need to get your act together. He said, if you live in a house like this, he said, I'd leave you too. That's exactly what he said. Must have been a mess. Huh? Must have been a mess. Listen to me. Do you know there's a lot of things that God can fix? There is. There's things that are so out of control and so out of shape, you think that the Lord wouldn't even care, but the Lord does care. You know what the Lord really cares about? He really cares about you and the condition of your heart. And when you get your heart fixed with God, my friend, things will change. What, David? What happened to David? He sinned. Did he not? He sinned. And the Lord sent him a word, told him what was going to happen. Yes, sir. And if you'll find and read, my friend, somewhere around the 50th, 51st chapter of the book of Psalms, you'll read where he repented. Where he got back on track. There's a lot of people in this world that's got off track, out of track, lost their way. And they need help. Yes, they need help. You know how you get help? You get a heart like Nehemiah. And you cry out to God for mercy. And you cry out to God for direction. Do you know the Lord will not lead you contrary to His word? He won't do it. He won't do it. If you're out of His will and you say that you've got everything straightened out, it will not go against His commandments. Preacher, why do you say that? I say that because His commandments are true. And they're written. Preacher, they're written in stone. They're written on the tables of your heart. If you're one of His. A heart like Nehemiah. That's all I got. That's all I have. You can go on. You know the story. I'm not going to get into any of all that. I give you what I have. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with having a heart that cares. With having a heart, my friend, that just wants to repent. You'll never get very far with God if you don't repent along the journey. Preacher, you're a preacher. Doesn't matter. If I ain't never repented since I've been saved, I need to find me an altar. Yes, sir. There's things about God that they ain't any of us know. Did you know that? The scripture says how far past finding out. Are His ways. Past finding out. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. I realize and I understand, and you can do as well. Brethren, Jerusalem would not have been built back had Nehemiah not started the fire, it wouldn't have got built. Wouldn't anybody else too worried about it? You say, preacher, I'm the only one that's concerned about this. It doesn't matter. If the Lord's give it to you, my friend, start a fire with it. Start it. See what, pray. Do you know you can pray and it'll get a hold of him? You say, preacher, I don't know about that. I do. Have you ever prayed for somebody's lost? That the Lord get a hold of them? It might not have happened right away, but then here one night, one day, whatever, here they come. Reckon why they come. You say, preacher, they just was going to come anyway. That ain't work. That ain't the way it works. I'm telling you. You don't think, my friend, that the Ethiopian eunuch had something on his heart that he needed an answer. And God heard him. Did he hear Cornelius? Cornelius, give alms deed. He was a good man. But his prayer reached up to God. And his prayer reaching up to God, God got a hold of Peter over in the other city. Did he not? And told Cornelius what to do to get Peter down there. He sent for him. Did he not? Do you know the Lord and send for you? It takes us all tonight, church. It really does. But the truth of it is, we need a heart. We need a heart like Nehemiah. Yes, we do. I'll hush. Anybody got anything?